My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The world would be my lab.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Crossover time. And we're joined by Mark Willard.
And
Mark Grandy.
My guy.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Relax.
Mark Grandy is sort of going to straddle a fence today.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
You going solo?
Ish. He's going to talk now.
Wow.
Lucas is going to talk, but they also need to man their own stations.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Are you mad enough to share with the world? Forget Steiny said.
How much money you make?
No, we'll get to that in the Steph Curry $62 million. Because Willard, I said if I got money like that, I would help everybody that knew me. That's just me.
He said that last time. He said. Remember when he signed the Supermax the first time? And he's like, at this point, he's like, it's kind of like, I mean, now I'm just about, what can we do with this money? We're not talking about
Willard,
like.
Think about it.
I know. It's fun to think about it.
Would you show up to your job?
Yeah, I always say that I would.
Well, we love our job.
But I might be full of crap. Like, I don't know. I think I would.
I don't know until you got to get up.
I would trim all the other little jobs that I do. I can tell you that. I would trim that. But like, I don't know if, okay, I think Mega's over half a billion
now. I'll stop on the way home.
All right. So I think it's at 650, something like that. If you won that, would you quit here?
Yeah, I would quit here.
See, I don't think I would.
I would. Stanley, I love you. 650.
650,000?
Yeah,
million.
After Uncle Sam.
Million.
Yeah.
650 million.
Yes. Yeah, and you're usually your walkaway check, from what I've been told in the lotto, is about half.
I'm gone.
I know you are. We know that.
You're gone.
We didn't ask you. We knew you'd be gone.
No doubt.
You might be gone.
I mean, my kids are older, too. I mean, that has a lot to do with it. My kids are older. And
golfing every day.
I've always said that I would be here. I might be full of crap, though. I don't know. I would be here.
Yeah.
I would be here.
For the last hour, I've been real. Like, what if you had that money and the boss came in and Steiny tried to figure out how much Curry, over $500 million he's made in his career from NBA checks.
Just
536.
NBA.
Yeah.
Just NBA.
Yes, sir.
We know there's
him,
a
Durant,
hell of a lot
LeBron.
More than that. Sure.
How much is that direct deposit every 2 weeks? Is it like, what did we come up with?
It's 1.5
Willard,
million.
If you're my neighbor, you got it if you need something.
Oh, I will say this. Here's one thing I know that I would do. Forget like quitting the job or not. This has always been a stupid dream of mine, and I would do this. If I hit the mega tomorrow, I would spend a good portion of time over the next year going on like a tour to people who have helped me in life.
I've heard.
And I would show up unannounced. Right? With like $500,000 checks.
Willard, wow.
Like the woman who nannied my kids 9 years ago and took them to the park every day.
Man.
I got to find out where you live. I don't even know where she is anymore. Here's $500,000.
Lincoln Steiny, that's pretty dope, man.
And then, and you know, like some of my, you know, the first agent who took a shot at me when I'd barely even had a job.
Wow.
Here you go, dude. You know,
Steiner.
Go back to high school coaches, youth coaches.
Who would get a check from you, Steiny? Who would you know? Whose door would you knock on for stamps?
PG&E.
Who would you?
So it would be somebody that I owe the most to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even.
You guys are gonna laugh.
Mom and dad.
Yeah.
So mom and dad.
I got an answer for me.
So the guy who hired me is now the head of a company. So he makes a ton of money anyway.
It's not about what he's making. It's about who helped you. And you're saying here just appreciation.
Nobody's coming to mind.
It might be a little bit about that. Like if the person who helps you is like a multimillionaire. Like
the first two guys I thought of were my high school coach and my college coach. My high school coach is dead.
Okay.
And my college coach is like 80 and he's well off.
But did he give you a life lesson, I'm asking?
Well, that's why I would maybe give him something. Uh-huh. Yeah, he gave me the tough love I needed. He sat my ass on the bench when I needed it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it at the time, but I learned a valuable lesson. I'm still not peeling anything off.
Willer, that hit me. Yeah. And you guys can laugh. I know you can't laugh all you want, but Jason Barrett, the guy that threw the Lucky Break contest.
I know Jason.
Okay.
I know Jason real well.
I would not go into the... I still talk to him right now.
He would love it.
Like, that's how I got in, to be with you guys.
He'd buy himself a bunch more New York Giants
there you go.
Starter jackets.
But anyway... That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah. Like
people saying, Goo, you're rich with personality. I know that and I love my life.
We're all terribly rich.
I would help the needy.
Yeah.
And if my buddy had a 9-to-5, you don't have a 9-to-5.
Remember when
you're with me.
Yeah, remember when Popovich said this? Remember when Pop said it was like a year or two
ago.
What
did he say?
He was like, we make a stupid amount of money and we don't need it. He's like, we don't need all
the money. That.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah.
We make an absurd amount of money and we don't need it all.
Wow.
So he was criticizing the idea of not being charitable with it.
Man.
What the hell are you going to do with $650 million?
Wow, man.
It is funny, and by the way, note to any athletes who might be listening, because I know you do. When you say this publicly, I want you to know that it hits the wrong spot with the public. When you're negotiating things in upwards of 30 to 40 to 50 million per year, and you're like, we've got to take care of our family. Dog, hang on now. What? Does your family eat? What earth is the matter with
That's
your family?
That's real talk right there,
You
man.
Don't need that to take care of your family. I am a single dad taking care of three kids right now. I do, like, man, and some months are tough. We're not. I don't need 600. And can you imagine if I were here? Like, wow, you know, I got.
So you would take $14 million he's playing
on. Well, no, you know what? That's different. I mean, sure. Yeah. But like, that's different.
I got you.
I'm not taking shots at
you.
Get whatever you can get, but don't play that card as to why you're getting it.
No, no.
I've been thinking about this the whole time because I'll be a son of a gun if I can't. I cannot think of one person that I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to give them money.
I'm going to give them money.
But what I would do, obviously, is I'd always pay for dinner when I'm out.
Yeah.
I'd pay for everybody's round of golf that I'm playing with that day. Everybody at the cafeteria.
That's good. So you don't even need your wallet.
I would. You know what? I would be like Larry Bird. He's got a saying about this.
What is it?
I'll pay for everything until you expect it.
Yeah, damn. See, that's a good, because I hate
now,
going
how do you,
out.
That, wow.
Have you ever gone, and I know one of the people in your golf group is one of these people.
Yeah, Steiny has a friend like that.
Like, I don't like when you're going out with someone who's like, and you know, whatever, we know people who maybe were in professional sports, or hell, we just live in the Bay Area. There are millionaires around. And if you know one of them and you're going to dinner, I hate that thought where you're like, they got this, right?
I mean,
they got it.
Oh,
they're right. And then you're all looking at each other like, right? Yeah. And then you do that fake, like, you reach Exactly. You reach for your butt, and you're like, there's arms. No intention at all of getting anything out of there.
Oh, man.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
Yeah, I'm not, if I'm 650 mil, I'm not saying, you know what, can we have separate checks?
Separate checks.
Say what you want about Shaq. I see him out and about, and, you know, the video
great
captures.
Great man, yeah, great man.
Like, that's real. You know, he's just doing that goo. No. That's what it's about,
Shaq was so well known in L.A., not only for being a huge tipper and taking care of the people around him. He also, he's the kind of guy, you walk through a restaurant, it's unmistakable. Like, no one's like, I think he might be an NBA player. It's like, it's Shaq, and he'll stop and talk to people, especially, like, he loves kids. He'll stop. He'll talk to kids.
He's incredible, man.
Yeah, he did it to my daughter one time.
And you have that amount of income he understands how, like Popovich. I hadn't heard that, Stani. They're blessed.
They are. And so are we.
Oh, beyond.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Absolutely.
But I think there's no question that Steph gets that, right?
Oh, like
he's
the ambassador. Yeah. He hasn't changed.
It's wild, man. Dude. Steph has literally arrived at all, like, he's the most exciting basketball player of all time, and he's boring because nobody knows what to say about him other than he's the best. Like, nobody knows what to say about him anymore.
He's not Steve Martin. Nobody, he's not a jerk,
has
man.
Steph ever offered a debatable topic in his career?
Well, I once asked Marcus Thompson, who covered the Warriors, if he'd ever seen Steph mad.
Okay.
Like, or rude.
Yeah. Mm.
And he said one time after a loss, he went over to Steph, and Steph said, not tonight.
Wow,
what a horse's behind. It's the only thing Marcus could talk. One night he didn't talk to me.
It's actually Steph has made his empire by being relatable because he's this tiny guy who looks the same size as all of us, but he's actually the least relatable human being on planet Earth because I don't know how can you never have a bad moment? Especially when everyone's watching. Yeah.
You think he's got cash in his wallet? Steph.
Well, I don't know what cash does for you anymore.
Well, does he have 100 in it or does he have, 50,000 in it?
I would think it would be stupid for him to carry a lot.
That's true. Not outstanding.
That sounds
zero.
Dangerous.
You think he has zero cash on him?
No doubt about it.
You think he has somebody
else
deal with his credit cards?
Willard,
I don't know.
I think Shohei's interpreter actually runs his Zelle account. What does cash do for you anymore?
Yeah. I don't know. It gets in the way.
I went
somewhere in Carolina and I never felt more ghetto in the world. They were like, sir, we don't take cash. I was like, my daughter looking at me. Like, I was like, wow, that's the sign of the times.
Somebody gives you $100 for something or whatever, and you've got this $100 bill and it'll just sit there for weeks. Because you're like, I don't know where I can spend
it. And now when you pay in the store, they kind of give you that, I got to break it to get change and count. What happened to the card?
Well, right.
Now I got to use my brain?
I got to disagree with you guys here.
Right.
One thing cash does, it can erase any kind of paper trail.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
My man.
You want one of those guys?
Yeah, just being honest.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
So you don't Venmo your drug deals? No, is that what you're telling me?
If somebody, somebody lays $100 cash on me, nobody needs to know that except me.
That's fine. I'm not saying I reject it.
Yeah.
But it can be difficult to find out where you can use it.
That's just amazing.
My favorite story about that, I apologize if I shared this with you before, but a few years ago over Thanksgiving, I would go down with my family, and my brother-in-law wanted to take us to a Ducks game, hockey, right? We go to an Anaheim Ducks game, and my mom, sweet thing, we're all getting ready to leave, and typical mom, right? You can't just leave without 8 questions. Do you have a jacket, and did you brush your teeth? And she's like, do you have any cash for parking? And I'm like, no, I don't have any cash. She's chasing us down the driveway. Here's
the $50 game,
you need to. And we get to the parking lot, and they're like, we don't.
That is,
The parking guy at the game with the wad of cash, that doesn't exist anymore.
It's over.
Beep, beep, beep. That's how everyone gets in. I told her, I go, Mom, they won't even take it. So
Chase don't even take cash.
No, yeah. None of them do.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I do want to get into, yesterday we left, Guru and I, Shanahan talked.
Yep.
I mean, so much has happened in the last 24 hours. Shanahan talked, Lynch talked.
I disagree. I'm not interrupting. I disagree with him on so much has happened. Has it? But go ahead, Stanley.
Oh, my gosh. I think they're saying to Brandon Ayuk, make a decision. Play or not.
They didn't say it that.
No, they haven't.
I think you're both right.
And I think they're fighting. I think they're finding him now.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're both right. And I don't mean to straddle a fence, but I think what happened, something did happen, but they knew it was happening. They've just arrived at a date.
The 53-man roster.
Yeah, they just arrived at a date. And I don't think, like Grandy mentioned this earlier, and he goes, hey, this is a fun one. Do you think that John and Kyle, when they were talking yesterday, were both very aware that Brandon was not going to practice?
Probably.
No yes. doubt in my mind.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And he goes, so this was kind of just for show and for PR. And granted, you can jump in here anytime, but he goes, this is just for PR for show. I go, I think part of it is PR. But the other part is they're setting the table for what they're going to do next, whether that is fine him. They're setting the table for their next maneuver. So we've just arrived at a date where the next step on the staircase is now here. And so we're not going to cover for you anymore with this back injury. It's time to get ready for the Jets, and you're on the team or you're not. And so there you're fine. And you don't have to worry about that with Trent because he's a veteran and he's automatically fined.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been getting fined.
I mean,
Trent's already lost already.
But it feels different, though.
$4 million?
Yeah, but the whole something thing like with that. Trent feels totally
two
different.
Two situations that couldn't be more different.
Yeah, I think you're right. It has started. The 49, and I don't know if they're still working on deals. I don't know if they've given him a final offer. I don't know if they've taken an offer off the table. But I feel like they are saying, this is the time when we as an organization said we were going to test him if he really wants to not play and make $14 million. Like, there was something about this 53-man roster that when they got that down, then they were going to start moving on, clearing him or whatever. And, yeah, I think they've drawn a line in the sand.
He's taking up a valuable roster spot now. It wasn't a valuable roster spot on Monday. Now it's a valuable roster spot. That could be going to someone else, what have you. What do you guys think about this? Because I think this is, the idea, I don't think it's as simple as the Niners going, okay, your move, your choice, because I don't know that it is his choice. I don't know what's still on the table for him.
Well, Stani brought that up. Like, I don't know. 26 might not even be there anymore.
I don't know if there's anything on the table for him with the 49ers.
Play on the 14.
Is it possible that they've arrived at, this isn't worth it? You are not worth the headache you provide. Now, think about this with the other teams around the Bay Area. Think about it in your own life. Yeah. When something is a struggle or it's difficult, when is it no longer worth it?
Now. But with
there's no way to answer that.
No, but you say that like the Niners have the power to trade them. A team that's going to acquire Brandon in his current situation with his contract, they have to say, they're not just doing that for a one-off. We had some callers call in and say, it's a, no.
No, they won't acquire him.
So I brought up, I don't want to call him a little kid because I'm team Brandon, but I am disappointed that he didn't take the trade. If you're going to draw a line in the sand and stand on business and another team is giving you the bag, you got to go. What? And you didn't go, allegedly.
Why are you team Brandon?
Because the way that the contract was set up, I thought he outperformed it. I think he's more valuable than the 14 mil. And I thought him using this card, it would already be done to where he'd get some more money. But if I find out, real quick here, that he thinks he's Justin Jefferson or CD, you lose me. So you can't have it both, Brandon. If another team like Cleveland, that report resurfaced today, and you said no, then what is your goal? And this is, he called me crazy. Now I think he's like a little kid trying to be so difficult to the Niners when he knows they don't want him. That's why they drafted Pearsall. And that's why, and I know you can be like, "Goo, what's the win in it?" But to almost be a prickler in their, like, to mess up what they got going, what explains it then? Why wouldn't you take the money and leave and focus on football?
I don't know. There's a couple things that, to me, listen, I don't know who's reported what. But
this been a lot.
I do have some questions about some things, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm not convinced the 49ers offered him 26 or 28. I'm really not. And
that'd be a little wild.
Yeah, come on, would, Will,
but,
yeah.
I mean, but, you know what I mean? Like this, that didn't come from from BobLikesFish.com. That like
Rap that was real, I believe.
And Jordan Schultz and Mike Silver, like that's.
I'm with him.
Well, that it ain't there now, I don't think.
If that put it this way.
I mean,
you've already been battling in the public. If those were fake, you don't think Brandon would have gone to Instagram?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If he didn't actually get offered a contract by the Niners?
I just don't, like, I don't think the 49ers' heart's in this one to get this guy under contract.
Agreed.
by any means necessary.
Maybe that's why he wouldn't.
The other thing I'm convinced of is I just don't think it's as simple as, like, Brandon said no to the Steelers. Because that assumes the 49ers liked what they were getting back. And if they were asking for a first-round pick, they were not going to get that. So I'm not convinced the 49ers ever actually agreed to, you know what, we'll make this deal with the Steelers for a second-round pick
and
that
offensive
lineman.
Just to get out of here, what you talked about, to end this fiasco.
Well, the Steelers
but I don't
thing,
think they want any. Yeah, like, there's nothing they want from
so
Pittsburgh.
So they'd rather do this?
Well, the Steelers thing is odd because if you follow the whole timeline, it was the Niners agreed with the Patriots. He didn't want that. The Niners agreed with the Browns, and he didn't want that. Niners didn't agree with the Steelers, but he wanted that. Then the Niners and Ayuk rekindled their efforts. Then the Niners did agree with the Steelers, but he no longer wanted that. And there was even the report that Ayuk was not going to give the Niners the discount he was offering the Steelers because he was essentially offended by the way that this has gone over the summer. And that's why I'm not Team Brandon, because all of that adds up to, dude, you don't get to not pick any of those. You don't get to, especially because you're not a free agent. You're not a free agent.
Why did he tell, was it Jaden Daniels?
Yes. They don't want me.
Where
I was going.
Because that's what he hears.
Oh, okay.
Wow. But that almost tells me, like,
the 26 wasn't there.
I mean, that's just mental health, isn't it? I'm sorry to bring it there, but
no,
like human beings interacting with one another.
Well, that's how he probably,
right. You say one thing and the person hears something completely different. You know what I mean? I can't go on a date Friday.
He don't like me.
But
that's
maybe we could go Saturday.
Like
oh
me,
my
yeah.
gosh, you don't like yeah. you don't like me.
Yeah,
you know I.
But this is bad for everybody, though, Willard.
It is.
I'm ready to pick the Jets. And you could be
oh,
like,
gosh, really?
No, just I mean, everything. They could win 50-0, but Willard, they don't got their house in order. And I could be proven wrong, but I'm just ready to pick the Jets. Okay. Even if it was the Cardinals, are they really ready to go out here and be the best version of themselves?
All right, let me challenge you here. The New York Jets literally swung a trade for somebody who still, to this day, is holding out and won't show up. And he is a superstar pass rusher.
But he wasn't a part of their team last year. And I think the Jets grew from that experience last year. So I know Reddick is a bad boy, but I feel like you can't miss something you haven't had.
Okay, but is their house in order?
No.
Well, then we got two teams with their house not in order. Which house is stronger?
What I mean? I'll give you that. Who's getting more run? Who's on the news more in regard to?
Well, that's because they're the Niners.
Yeah,
I've argued the last month they're the biggest show in sports.
For the right reasons, though. Evan said yesterday Dallas signed CD. They're a circus, and they got their problem fixed. The Niners are still. This has been going on.
I don't want to go into all of that because I don't even understand all of this. But there are metrics financially in terms of fan travel, everything. The 49ers in the last couple of years have surpassed the Cowboys
in terms of marketing.
I know you think some of you will think that's crazy. That's actual
the
data.
The fans in Green Bay, in LA.
Yeah. So the Niners, like when you say, are they in the
Dallas
news for the right reasons? I'd argue yes. They're in the news not because of Ayuk. Ayuk is in the news because it's the Niners. Because they have been so high profile, because they have this push-pull relationship with the Super Bowl.
Does all this mean the Ayuk thing and Trent, are you going to be ready to go week one against the Jets? I don't think so. I could be proven wrong. Right with what you're saying. I'm just like, there's been no practice time. And you could be like, oh, they don't need it.
I firmly believe Trent will still play in that game.
I told him that too.
But let's pretend that he doesn't. Now make the Niners a pushover?
No, but it's you're one play away anyway.
Sure.
From Brock Purdy getting his neck busted because there's no Trent Williams there. That's all.
I still remain in the camp of I'd be shocked if he's not in that game.
And I'm
the Niners know that. They know that.
But
they know how important
camp
Trent is
over. It's real practice now.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys well today. Grandy, have a fun day.
Your letter grade on your fantasy draft. We got D-minus. Just real
95,
quick.
7
I got a C+, and that's your fault that you couldn't finish the last two holes.
Okay.
That's so your fault.
Tell them.
Did you take all the time you could possibly take during the draft?
No, you didn't even turn your mic on. You're so flustered.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.